This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. I remind myself and you that death in Islam is not the end. Death is not the cessation or the ending of life. Death is a movement, it's the name of our door between this world and the next world. The Alam al-Shahada, which is this world, the world that we see and experience, and the Alam al-Barzakh, which is the next world. That door is called death, maut. And that is why in Urdu we have the word intikal. You know, we say intikal ho gaya. Intikal kar gaya. Muntakil hona. Same, it's from the Arabic word of muntakil. Imagine that we are all traveling in a train and we all have our tickets. The ticket has the name of the boarding station. Where did you get onto the train? I got onto the train in Hyderabad, in India, somebody gets onto the train in someplace else. But the destination is blank. It's not blank because it is not known, but this is the high-tech ticket you have. When you reach the destination, that blank will light up and you will have the name of the place where you have to get off. That is our situation. So in the train, we are all here. Doesn't matter where we got onto the train, we are all together in this one place. But each one of us has a different destination, which is on the destination name. When my time comes, that destination name will pop up. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should say, Rawdatul Nabi, Riyadul Jannah, Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, Madinatul Munawwara, insha'Allah. I ask the same for all of us. And don't think, how can it be for all of us? It can be for all of us. And this is our reality. This is our reality. While we wait for the janazah to come, you might say, well, you know, I've got this to do, that to do. I'm in a hurry. I came here thinking that everything will be ready and now I'm being delayed. No. This is what Allah wrote for you. And you say, Alhamdulillah. Allah wrote for me that I should wait for the janazah of my sister to remind myself that one day I will not be in the Salatul Janazah, I will be the Janazah. And I will be the one for whom the Salatul Janazah is being made and being done. Having said that, if somebody is in a great urgency and hurry, you can leave, no problem. I'm not trying to emotionally blackmail you to stay here. You can leave if you like to leave, no problem, no sin on you. Inshallah, may Allah reward you with the best. But those of us who stay, don't be impatient. Say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the opportunity. Rasulullah said, even though Salatul Janazah is fard kifaya, everyone doesn't have to do it. Still the reward for that is like the mountain of Uhud. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who follows the janazah to the cemetery, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him an equal reward and more. So let us remind ourselves, one, that death is not the end. Two, that it will come to every single one of us. If you are on the train, you are getting off, my brother and sister, believe me. Nobody stays on the train forever. Right? Nobody stays on the train forever. If you got on the train, you're getting off. Whether it is today, whether it is tomorrow, whether it is 10 years from now, whether it is 10,000 years from now, one day you are getting off. And therefore, just like people on the train, when you're sitting on the train, you don't mind if the compartment is not so great, you don't mind if the air conditioning is not functioning too well, you don't mind if the food is not so great, because you say, this is a temporary thing. I am going to. What is important is my destination. When I reach my destination, how will that be? That is the important thing.
Not the train compartment, not people who are with me on the train. Alhamdulillah, we have friends, we make friends, we love each other, we have good relationships and so on. But in our mind is always what? My destination. Nobody dies before their time, nobody stays after their time. كل نفس ذائقة الموت قال تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت فإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. الله سبحانه وتعالى said every soul will taste death. Everyone who got on the train will get off. Everyone who was born will die. And you will get your real recompense, your real and true reward you will get on the day of judgment. Yawm al-Akhirah, Yawm al-Qiyam. And what is that reward? Allah said, the one who is freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah. Faqad faz, only that person is successful. And the life of this world, Allah said, this is deception. Today ask ourselves, how do we gain and great success? If I ask you to name three of the most successful people according to you, who will you name? I remember, I laugh every time I think about that. This actually happened and some of you guys were there on that day. In this same hall, I asked this question, right? To a bunch of young men, and we will not mention there were women there also, but to a bunch of young men, all of them with beards, mashallah, may Allah bless you, all of them come to Salah regularly, all of them from practicing Muslim families, I said, name for me three of the most successful people that you know in the world. Three of your role models. Guess who they named? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr and Umar, Radhiyallahu anhu? No. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos. Really, I mean, I'm laughing, and you know I'm laughing with through tears, because this is what we have done to ourselves. I was speaking the other day in a college here, and I said to them, Islam is the third biggest religion in the world. They said, what? We always thought it is the second. I said, no, it's the third. Not the second. He said, what is the first? What are the three in order? I said, commercialism, then Christianity, then Islam. And because I was speaking in the school in Holyoke, I said to them, one of the big temples of commercialism is down the road called Holyoke Mall. This is what we have done to ourselves. This is what we have done to ourselves. Commercialism is our religion. And therefore, our role models are people with money. We don't care how they got the money. We don't care what they do with the money. We don't care. We don't talk about their ethics and morals and values. We don't talk about anything. How much money do they have? We don't even think that the money all of them have is in terms of their major. What is Elon Musk's major chunk of shareholding? Is what? Is stock, right? In which company? Tesla. His own companies, right? His own companies. What is stock? Stock is notional value according to the stock market. It's not gold. It's not real wealth. It's notional wealth. The stock market drops, suddenly he goes from hero to zero. Yet, we have this figment of imagination in our mind to say, oh, this is the wealthy person. What is Allah saying? Allah is saying, فَمَنْ زُهْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. The only wealthy person, the only successful person is the one who is freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah. It doesn't matter in this world what you have, what you didn't have. Nobody in this world living today has the kind of wealth that some of the old kings had. Nobody but nobody, without exception. And remember, those kings not only had the wealth, they also had the land, they also had the armies, they also had the power, they also had the authority. Right? Elon Musk is wealthy, but he can't order somebody to be killed and still walk free. No, he will get into trouble if he does that. What about Firaun? What about Shaddad? What about Haman? Firaun ordered for every male child of the Bani Israel to be slaughtered. So what happened? Some of the historians, they say 70,000 little babies were slaughtered. So what happened to Firaun? Nothing. Did somebody take him to court? Did somebody sue him? Nothing. Yet, where is Firaun? Where is Shaddad? Where is Haman? Where are all the muluk? And that is why on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Limanil mulkul yawm. Who is the king today? And there will be nobody to answer, because this question will be asked after the surah has been blown and everything is dead. And Allah Himself will answer, Lillahi al-wahidil qahhar. This day is only for Allah. Not only is that day for Allah, today is also only for Allah. Al-yawm, Lillahi al-wahidil qahhar. Al-aw, al-yawm, al-an, wa al-yawm, yani yawm al-qiyamah. كل أيام لله فقط فهو خالقه. So we stand here and we wait and we remind ourselves that this day will come upon every single one of us. And that is the reason why Rasulullah ﷺ told us in the famous hadith all of us know, where he said, the most intelligent one of you is the one who remembers his own death most often. That doesn't mean be morbid. It means prepare for that. Get ready for that. I don't know how many of you travel in trains, but I love traveling in trains. So as you're getting close to your destination, what do? You gather up all your stuff. Right? You make sure your ticket is in the right place, because they're going to check the ticket. You gather up all your belongings, because if you are in a nice first class compartment, you would have spread yourself out. You know, the clothes are hanging in the closet and this and that. And you pick everything out. Put them back into the suitcase. Get ready to go, because now, and the train stops, I have to get off. And here, just to make life more interesting, we don't know when that day is going to come. So we keep asking ourselves. That is the reason why Ramadan al-Kareem comes. To remind us over and over again, the only thing which matters is ta'atillah. Only thing that matters is ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think of those people who were with us last Ramadan, but this Ramadan they are not there. And that's why I keep reminding myself and you, let us treat every Ramadan as if it is going to be my last. Because one Ramadan will be my last. I don't know whether it is this one, I don't know whether it's the next one, or the next one, or the next one, but one day. So let us prepare for that, right? We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of us ease in the dunya wal akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in ways that we cannot imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us truly when we need His help. Imagine we will be lying in the grave. They will shut the thing and they will go away. They will fill it up with mud and they will go away. Darkness. Nothing there. I can't move. I can't do anything. If I need help, there's no one to help. That is when I need the Noor of Allah to lighten my grave. That is when I need the Malaika to come and stand guard. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that. I always make the dua and I say, Allah, you told us all about Jannah. You told us all about the beautiful beautifying of the grave. Rasulullah said, when the believer passes away, and may Allah grant this to all of us, inshallah. Right? Listen carefully. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the believer passes away, Malakul Maut comes and sits by the head, and he says to the believer, to the soul, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this what happens to us, and to give us life with barakah and khair, and to give us death with iman and afiyah, and to grant us jannatul firdaus bi ghairi hisab, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-mayyim bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. I think this is the...